Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are on Season 3, Episode 6. So today's all about unplugging. Unplugging is one of those things that when you're away from work or away from technologies, you want to just be about yourself or be in the moment. So think about which areas you can increase, which areas you want to have just fun and not worry about things from the outside world. One of my favorite ways to do this is you turn your phone into Do Not Disturb or you turn it off. You then focus on the thing that's right in front of you so that you're not sitting texting and dealing with things that really don't matter. Because sometimes things on your cell phone, they can wait. And that's just one of those things that people don't always realize. And sometimes they waste time and they're texting or they have that connection with people they think all the time. But at the end of the day, you need to make time for you. One of those ways to do it is unplug and start thinking about just the moments in front of you. I have found that this is one of the most productive and amazing ways to get better and feel good about yourself, because if you don't do this, then you're not realizing exactly where your energy is going, and then a lot of the time you're missing what's right in front of you. I have found that in my own life this happens all the time, and I have to be very careful because you're getting texted at all hours, and sometimes people don't think about that. But when you have a bunch of people that are texting you all the time, you don't really get a break from work. It also then takes you from the moment to somewhere else, so you have to start really realizing exactly where that is. One of my favorite ways to actually disconnect and think about those things is sitting back when you're away, turning it off. Also, another strategy that I have started is having two cell phones. You have a work phone and a non. The work phone is where everything goes to when you're dealing with those things, and then the non-work phone is for you and if you're dealing with family stuff or those connections, because the work phone is going to be used Monday to Friday or whatever your work hours are, and your non-work phone is going to be used for you so that you're not getting pulled away from those moments that are in your life. Unplugging is one of the hardest things. A lot of the time people don't think about it till it's way too late. So sitting back and thinking about it, you will then actually increase your time for you. The work phone is for work, exactly that. Your life phone, your outside, that's for you, making the most of moments and enjoying each and every day. Unplugging with today's world is so much harder with technology. You can get contacted in each and every area of life, and if you don't watch, you can really get pulled out of areas, and when you're away from work, or whether that be anything, not just work stuff. So start really relating, start thinking about how this is affecting you on days off, and you're not filling up that cup again. Filling up that cup is one of those things that you can really start looking at in your life. Is if you never fill up your cup with positive energy or time away from work, you get burnt out because you're always dealing with work and you can't do that. It's just one of those things you have to start really realizing and thinking about, because if you never fill up your own cup, nobody else usually does it to the same level you are. So you have to understand that, and unplugging is one of the best ways so that when you're away from work, you don't deal with it. You deal with work while you're at work. Or if you have a small buffer window of a half an hour or an hour afterwards, those type of things, but you don't deal with it all night. That is one of the best ways I have found. Unplugging, also having your windows where people get that they need to let you know ahead of time when they're not coming or doing things in life or in work or whatever it is, that will help you too. Because if you're running a company or running life and people late cancel, then your time's affected and it's not fair to you. So understanding that in life, this whether it be work or in your social life, making sure that you are understanding, you share your basically your thoughts on that to people so that people don't do late stuff. Because when you get that late cancel, it naturally makes you feel worse about yourself. It also kicks in that it's hard to fill in, and then a lot of the time you have wasted time, and time, like we said, is very hard to fill when that happens. So it's just one of those things that I would suggest unplugging, suggesting to people so that you don't get those late cancels as well in while you're working, because or in your life period. Because if you get the late cancels in life, it's very hard, and it tracks into your non-work hours, and then it makes it harder for you to unplug because you're rescheduling and all that, whether that be social or work stuff. So remembering that, sharing that with people, creating just your thoughts on that and sharing it with people is the best way, because if you don't say anything, you can't expect people to understand it. Now, wrapping up the unplugging section of today's and this podcast, think about now as we're wrapping up, how are you going to unplug? Is it going to be getting two phones? Is it going to be sharing where you don't want to be messaged outside of work hours? How are you going to do that? Also making sure that you're not on social media all the time in your off time, because it will take you to areas you don't want to be. You want to be where your current situation and enjoying those times, making sure that you can increase your social life and the times in your life so that you get the most out of it. Try to do that. Try to disconnect from social media. Try to disconnect from being on your phone all the time. Enjoy the things in front of you. Think about now how you're going to do that, whether that be in turning your phone off, do not disturb, whatever that may be. Ask yourself, when you get derailed and things like that, and you get messaged and all these things outside of it, how are you going to deal with it so that you can stay unplugged and not? One of my favorite ways is share it and do not respond to people until you're back to work or back into your buffer time before or after work. Because if you answer, people will constantly do it. So it's the only way to do it. Start thinking about how you are going to unplug from the world and make the most out of your outside of work hours and make the most out of your social life. We've touched on so many things, positive influences, resets, all this. This is the best way. Unplug, put your phone away, enjoy the moment in front of you. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.